With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. The Montana Department of Justice unveiled a new crime lab in Billings earlier this year to address a larger number of bodies requiring investigation and a large amount of land left without a nearby forensic team. Yellowstone Public Radio News toured the facility today.
So you have this one out.
Heather Beeler, the lab's administrative and autopsy assistant, stands in front of an examination table and turns a crank.
So it's just an easier way of pivoting the table up and down for drainage.
This is the morgue. There's also a chemical analysis lab where scientists examine the contents of drugs that law enforcement seizes. Montana Department of Justice and local partners see the new space as a step forward in speeding up processing times and improving communication between the county sheriff, the chemical lab, and the morgue. Before now, most bodies needed to be transported to Missoula for investigation or outsourced to an independent examiner. Missoula had also been the main location for drug testing up until 2016, when DOJ set up a satellite lab in Billings. With the growing crime rate and need for autopsies in Yellowstone County, DOJ felt a need to bolster the Billings staff. Billings didn't have a dedicated state examiner and was using the morgue at St. Vincent's Hospital. In 2014, the state switched from a contract examiner and hired a full-time state examiner. Since then, they've also hired assistants and another full-time forensic pathologist. The new building also means added space to store bodies. Yellowstone County Sheriff Mike Linder says that's a big advantage for the Yellowstone County Sheriff's Office.
If you really wanted to force the issue, you could say put maybe three bodies into the holding facility up there at the old morgue. Here we have this cooler here. We're able to hold more. Before we were paying the funeral homes to hold these bodies for us during the investigation, and that added up. It added up quickly.
According to the Montana Department of Justice, DOJ, the state legislature, and Yellowstone County put nearly $1 million into the renovation. $800,000 of that came from the legislature. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche.